I saw that ibrutinib was just approved for graft versus host disease, and I was curious, is that just an issue with allogeneic transplant, or what about like solid organ transplants?
It has yet to be explored, to my knowledge, but it does appear that what the ibrutinib is probably doing in that context is it does have a suppressive effect on T lymphocytes through a non-BTK-mediated inhibition and probably also helps delete some alloreactive B cells as well. And so there's no necessarily rationale why it would only work in the setting of GVHD because it clearly alloreactive B cells and T cell immunity are both relevant in solid tumors. So perhaps that's something worth exploring, but I don't have any personal knowledge of it.
I was just kind of curious, were you surprised at that? It just sort of came out of the blue. I'm like, what? And does the effect look important?
I'm not an allogeneic transplanter, so I only recently became aware of the data myself and have to say I was very impressed with it. It's extraordinarily effective, it's well tolerated, and appears to be successful at being able to wean steroids and exposure to other more toxic agents. So I don't think it's anything we would have predicted based on the pure BTK mechanism, but probably due to both BTK and T cell activation, there is a dual mechanism whereby it makes sense that wouldn't have immediately occurred to me as the likely target, but it clearly works.
Wow, that's interesting. I want to learn more about it.